She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
What is happening in the world of health? So we're so glad to have Dr. Ginger. It's Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. And Dr. Ginger is going to start talking about what is hot in natural health news. Hello there, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, well, we've got several topics this week that have been kind of all over the news. One in particular that's kind of gotten people a little panicked is the MERS, or the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome kind of pandemic that's been going on over in the Middle East.
Yeah,
have you guys heard about that?
I've seen it on the internet.
It's being compared to, like, you know, the SARS-like virus, coronavirus. It's called MERS, M-E-R-S. And it was kind of discovered or emerged in the spring of 2012 over in the Middle East. And it's really, from what they're reporting anyway, has really spread from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates. It's gone on to, supposedly there's cases in France, Italy, UK, Philippines, so it's kind of spreading. The World Health Organization says that 1 out of 10 die, so it's about a 30% fatality.
Wow.
Compared to, like, our usual influenza, 1 in 1,000. And, of course, the elderly, pregnant, pre-existing conditions, immune-compromised people are the most, you know, affected. And so,
I remember when SARS broke out, it was the year I gave birth to my son. And so it was 10 years ago. And I remember it put a big scare in everybody, even to go in public, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ginger, but is this virus spread just by, you know, breathing in the air? If somebody sneezes or somebody coughs, is it spread the same way?
Well, you know, they don't really know. They're trying to figure that out right now. The claim right now is that it may have come from camels in Qatar, or even bats in Saudi Arabia. So now they're kind of, like, flipping out a little bit about camel meat and camel milk and camel racing. So, that's kind of their focus. The symptoms look like the flu, as do most of these: fever, cough, diarrhea, maybe even shortness of breath leading to pneumonia. There's no treatment, so it's 100% immune to conventional medicine. So you better believe there's pharmaceutical companies out there going to put out some, you know, vaccine that may or may not have any effect. And they're saying that it's highly infectious. But again, you know, it seems like the world's getting all kind of flipped out over this. But what we need to go back and look at is not so much something new coming out, but go back and look at what are we doing. I mean, we have global nutritional deficiencies all across the world. You know, weakened immune systems, high population densities, you know, systemic antibiotic abuse. And so we are weakening our own immune system. And we're acidic, you know, low oxygen, high sugar, nutrient deficient bodies, and it's no wonder that, you know, these you know, viruses and bacteria can breed in our bodies because we set that up.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I literally was going to say it's a matter of building up our immunity and really sure that we're not mineral deficient, and that we have proper vitamins, minerals, and all the other, you know, other things that help to build up our immunity. And to, we could take things, natural things that help to fight virus as well, right? Like, look at something like coconut oil or oil of oregano, or, you know, different things that help to,
that,
you know, or garlic even.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or kill off natural antivirals.
Use all the tools that are out there. I mean, things that are in Eastern medicine, herbal, nutritional, you know, sunlight, you know, for vitamin D, boosting your immune system, all of those things. But these are things that we should be doing anyway. And so for, like, me, I can't remember the last time I was sick. So I don't really worry about these kinds of things. I mean, I see the facts that they're putting out and all that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I'm confident in what I do and what I eat and how strong my body is. And so I'm not getting as flipped out as, you know, some people might be thinking that this is coming in the fall for us, you know. Just focus on what you're doing for your health, and these things will just be a kind of a blip on the radar in the news for you.
Well, Dr. Ginger, let's move on to talking about e-cigs. Are they leading to smoking regular cigarettes?
You know what? They are for teens, because it's kind of like the technological, you know, regular cigarettes are old school, and these e-cigs are like, you know, tech-savvy kind of things. And so it's really becoming the gateway to smoking for teens. The rate of teens using these e-cigarettes has doubled in just the past year, which is creating nicotine addiction in our kids. And, you know, eventually maybe they might move on to cigarettes. But it, you know, it was meant, I suppose the marketing was meant to be a cessation option for cigarettes, but it's really turning out to be an alternative to cigarettes. That's
so
just another way to get your nicotine.
Can you explain a little bit what an e-cigarette is for those who are listening and may not be familiar?
Well, it's this little plastic and metal device that they put several things in. It doesn't have 4,000 chemicals in it like a regular cigarette, but what they're learning, and it's not regulated by the FDA, so anything can kind of be in it. There's an enormous range of the nicotine that's used, anywhere from 5 milligrams to 60 milligrams to some up to 300 milligrams. There are no, because there's no regulations, there are legal loopholes that really all a manufacturer needs is a business license, and they can start just putting chemicals or whatever that, you know, whatever they want in there. So they're using flavor enhancers, nicotine, water, nitrosamines, which are cancer causing, various metal components, tin, copper, and nickel have been found in them. And so we don't really know, you know, exactly what's in each one and each brand because it's not a regulated thing. There are no rules to it. And so that's one of the problems. The nicotine addiction comes on even stronger. It's more pure. And it's only diluted enough not to burn you. And it's also one of the big things. It's loaded with propylene glycol, which I'm sure you all are familiar with.
We talk a lot about that with David, Lisa.
Yeah. And so that, you know, and that's a problem. And these are sold kind of, you know, mall kiosks and various places where teens have access and they think it's cool. You know, again, we're kind of reliving history just with a new technological twist to cigarettes.
You know, I was talking to someone who sells flavors to these e-cigarette companies, and he was telling me that he's very concerned about these e-cigarettes because, first of all, you know, he knows what's in his flavors, but there can be certain things in other flavors that are carcinogenic, and they're also the concentration at which these people are inhaling it is super high, and it's a big health concern.
Oh, sure. Well, nicotine is, aside from heroin and cocaine, the third most addictive drug in the world. And, you know, regular cigarettes are probably the most toxic and have the most additives. But these e-cigarettes, you know, may have been slowly introduced as an alternative and helping people quit regular cigarettes. And I'm sure they have for some people. But unfortunately for our teens and for our kids and probably for some adults as well, it's turned into creating, you know, more nicotine addiction in this country. And that's really a shame. And, you know, it's really scary what potentially could be in these things. I mean, a regular cigarette has on average about 9 milligrams of nicotine. So think about, you know, the range that they've been found in the e-cigarettes is 5 milligrams, 60 milligrams, or even some, you know, who don't know what they're doing, 300 milligrams. And
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
That's enough to kill you. Yeah. So
that is really
just
crazy.
Just got to watch out for that. Just stay away from that, those little cancer sticks.
No, I would definitely recommend, you know, I just think that, you know, there's always these new things that are coming out to help people to stop smoking, but in reality, it's just making things worse. And especially if it's leading to our children smoking cigarettes, I think that everybody should really stay away from them. It's not something that we would recommend doing, and they're just as addictive. So good advice, Dr. Ginger.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Oh my gosh, it goes by so fast.
We'll do it again next week.
We will. Thank you for being on the show again.
Absolutely. See you next Wednesday.
If you'd like to follow Dr. Ginger on Twitter, you could follow her at TheDrGinger. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.